The Dream Show. I'm Jane Theresa Anderson, and this is an interlude podcast, interlude number 17. These short interludes, published between our guest episodes, bring you inspiration, information, and tips about dreams and dream interpretation. And today's interlude is about what to do with a dream interpretation, how to work with the information to create desired positive change in your life. Oh yes, you might say, I love the way you interpreted my dream. I can totally relate to that. But what do you do next? What action do you take? Do you share it with friends and say, look, this weird dream turns out to be about my self-doubt. See, the way I'm holding that horse back in my dream is the way I hold my energy back in my life, because I doubt myself. See, I make myself small, like the cramped stable I'm trying to push the horse into in my dream. See, isn't it fascinating how dreams aren't what they seem? How they show you a different perspective on your life. Wow, I had no idea that my unconscious self-doubt has been having such a dramatic effect on my life. Makes sense of why I've been feeling so blocked. But then what do? You shared it with a friend, said what you said. Do you leave it at that? Take a sidestep with me for a moment and imagine you have just asked a health practitioner to interpret your blood test results. She points out that a lack of nutrients has impacted your energy. Yes, you say, that explains a lot. I can relate to that. What happens next? Do you get excited about the accuracy of her interpretation of your blood tests and tell everyone how good she is and leave it at that? Or do you ask her what you need to do to remedy the situation? Do you need to change your diet, take supplements, get more sleep, or have more tests to discover why your body is not absorbing the nutrients properly? And the right answer is, of course, you ask for her professional advice based on her interpretation, and then you take action. Your situation is not going to magically improve based solely on the interpretation. You need to do something. Does the same apply to a dream interpretation? Do you need to take action to experience positive change? Or is there something inherently magical about simply seeing your life through new eyes, through the symbolic nature of a dream? Let's take the example of the dream about the horse. A dreamer might start by asking herself how she holds her energy back, or how she keeps herself small. She might become more aware of these tendencies. She might tentatively begin to address them. Perhaps give herself permission to express her energy more and to allow herself and her ideas to take up more space. But such approaches generally fail. She'll still experience that inner resistance, that self-doubt, because nothing has been done to release the unconscious beliefs that keep that self-doubt in place. If our dreamer explored her dream deeply with a professional dream analyst or dream therapist, she would discover the deeper nature of the self-doubt, the earlier experience in her life that created the self-doubt, and the exact way it manifests in her life today. Sometimes this information is contained in the dream, in the symbols, in the dream drama. And sometimes it is unearthed by the questions the dream professional poses, the connections she intuits, and other tools and techniques she employs. AI cannot work with dreams at this level. The next action step is to apply dream alchemy. Dream alchemy is a process designed to communicate directly with the dreamer's unconscious mind using the language of the dream to reprogram a core belief, or, to put it another way, rewire the brain. So how might this look with our simple example of the horse dream? The dream expresses the dreamer's unconscious self-doubt as being like pushing a horse into a cramped stable. One dream alchemy approach might be to get the dreamer to visualize the cramped stable transforming into a magnificently spacious landscape where the horse holds its head and heart high and beams its energy into the world. Another dream alchemy approach might be to capture this in art, especially if the dreamer's not good with visualization. There are other dream alchemy approaches, including story writing and embodiment, embodying the sense of the freed horse. Now, I have oversimplified this. There are specific rules to follow when creating dream alchemy, which you can learn to do when you do my Dream Alchemy course over at the Dream Academy. This two-step formula, after interpretation, explore the dream deeply to discover the source of the unconscious mindset, and then apply Dream Alchemy, is the formula for creating successful, positive change. Your next best step? Book a consultation with me or take your training at the Dream Academy to the next level. Begin with the first course, How to Interpret Your Dream Step by Step. Follow through with Dream Alchemy. And then, if you wish to train to work with clients, follow the Dream Therapy Professional Level 1 course. You'll find the links to all these courses in the show notes. Our next episode of The Dream Show, episode 305, will be out in 2 weeks on the 11th of June, 2026. My guest, Soul Alignment Life and Business Coach, artist, writer and speaker, Anne-Marie Grace, shares a dream for us to explore and interpret before we talk about her life and work. So just to give you another little push, have you done my dream interpretation course yet over at the Dream Academy? The Dream Academy is my online platform for learning. Its address is dream-academy-online.com. And you can also get there from my main website, which is janetheresa.com. That's Teresa without an H. And as I've just described, there are several courses you can do there, including the full Dream Therapy Professional Level 1 course if you'd like to train to work with clients. JaneTeresa.com is also where you can find out about my consultation services, my books, and other courses. All the links are in the show notes. Thank you, as always, to Ewan Gray for sound editing and composing our theme music. And thank you for listening. Have a beautiful day. I'm Jane Teresa Anderson.